If you could have a network that just aired one TV show repeatedly, I know you can buy DVDs or just like download the whole thing and like make your own network. Just forget about that and pretend with us that you could have a network that just played one TV show. What would that TV show be? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 1071. Streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
So the reason we're asking this is because, Bradley, you had the same moment that I had when I learned from Holly about the beautiful, beautiful gift that is Pluto TV, mm-hmm. where they have full networks that just play the same shows over and over. Like a, you know, like there's a Family Ties network, and then there's a Three's Company network that gives you the joy of just tuning in wherever they are in the pantheon of, you know, that program, right?
Yeah. No, and it's a great streaming service that gives you all sorts of like options. And
it's free.
And they also have on demand. So you like if you want to just go all in on Three's Company from the beginning and go all the way through.
You can do it.
You can.
So Bradley, you got super excited yesterday because there was your dream channel, the Doctor Who channel.
Yeah, and not just a Doctor Who channel, a classic Doctor Who channel, which is the channel that I would want because I don't want all that other stuff. I mean, I'll watch it. It's a separate joy, but the one that I can just dip in and out of it, you know, would be the classic Doctor Who channel.
So, and then you were a little bit put out that nobody had told you about it earlier.
Yeah.
It's fine. I get it. I'm sorry. I tried to tell you about it.
Pluto TV did apologize, by the way.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
Pluto TV is, if you have not had the joy of examining this yet, Holly's right. It really is like the most joyful land ever.
And it's actually like, I will say like it for a reason, right? Because it's actually owned by Viacom. So CBS, and it's kind of like Hulu, but better.
Mm-hmm.
And actually very similar in the sense because you've got a lot of like regular networks that have created a channel or a stream on Pluto mm-hmm. to provide content, which will then advertise that. So like if you want all the other stuff. So for example, BritBox, they're the ones who are publishing this classic Doctor Who stream, which you can also get on the BritBox streaming service. If you pay, right, commercial free,
mm-hmm.
but this is a wonderful advertisement for those streaming services and networks because, you know, for a commercial every 20 or 30 minutes or something like that, you basically get all this unfettered free content.
It's so amazing. So the question is, if you could have a network that just showed one TV show, what would it be? 651-641-1071. Holly, who do we have on the line?
Let's go to Kyle first.
Hello, Kyle. Kyle, if you could have a network that just plays one TV show, what would the TV show be and why?
Oh my gosh, such a good question. I recently rewatched Dharma and Greg and was shocked by how good it is and how well it holds up. And also how delightfully distracting and wonderful it is. So okay. I would choose Dharma and Greg.
Kyle, I have to tell you, of all the responses I thought we'd get, that I forgot that that show even existed. So
totally.
Thank you for that, because that's a gift in and of itself. The
that's
Dharma
such a throwback
and Greg
on Hulu. You can watch it all, believe it or not.
I love it. Thank you for your call, Kyle. Dharma and Greg.
I never watched Dharma and Greg. That was like late 90s. I was not watching a lot of TV then.
I feel like I watched, like, I wasn't a regular watcher of it, but I do remember watching it, right? The whole storyline was that Dharma, who was played by Jenna Elfman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was sort of like a hippy-dippy, head in the clouds gal, and Greg was like a grounded, analytical type A person, right? Mm-hmm. And they were in a couple, is that right?
Yep.
Okay. That's the gist of it.
Yeah.
Who else do we have on the line, Holly?
Jeremy's on the line.
Okay. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy.
Jeremy, if you had
Good
a
afternoon.
Network, if you had a network that just played the same show, what show would it be?
It would be Hogan's Heroes.
Oh,
really?
That's a throwback.
That throws way back. Why Hogan's Heroes?
Nostalgic. It was my grandpa's favorite TV show, and I had to watch it as a young kid, and I didn't understand it. And then when I watched it as an adult, it just became so funny, you know, them doing everything right underneath his nose.
Right. I love it. Thank you for your call.
By the way, you can watch Hogan's Heroes if you subscribe to something called Fubo TV, which you have to pay for.
I do. Here's the thing about, so it's funny because I keep thinking about like, well, what's the difference between the question we're asking, right? Like having a network that just offers up a show and being able to just binge it on your own. There's something to me very like fortune cookie joyful about landing on a show in progress and like not having to have done the work of figuring out which season, like which episode.
Yeah.
That it just sort of gets offered to you by the universe and you pick it up where it is. So for example, like I did a paint by number and watched the Family Ties channel.
Yeah.
Like that is soothing background for me. But there were all these episodes that I wouldn't have chosen if I was thumbing through and reading the synopsis. I wouldn't have said, oh, I'm going to watch this one, like the Uncle Ned one, but not the Uncle Ned one where he goes to rehab, but the Uncle Ned one with Tom Hanks where he, it turns out he's been embezzling money from his business. But I watched it and I was like, oh, I remember this, and I'm telling the kids what's going to happen, and they're like, and this they're is like, so ridiculous.
Care. We don't care, Mom.
But the universe gifted it to me and it was special.
Can I share a couple that we got on the Twitters? Because I have two comments to make. One, from Sonia on Twitter said, I'd love an entire channel of Bosom Buddies. I have fond memories of it, but I can't find it on streaming. She tagged Tom Hanks, Peter Scolari, and Holland Taylor. You guys, Holland Taylor liked that tweet.
Shut the front door today.
The actual Holland Taylor. Hello.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway.
Who is in a relationship with
Sarah Paulson.
Sarah Paulson.
Loved you in the latest Bill and Ted, girl.
Thank you.
American Horror Story. But then I also wanted to mention Panda on Twitter, who said, I need an all Criminal Minds channel. She says, I know some channels on like Ion show marathons, but she needs it all the time. To which I would say, I think it looks like 12 seasons on Netflix, honey. So get busy.
Get busy. Yeah. Woof. All right. Well, on that note, guys, just remember Pluto TV probably has a channel that's showing your show right now.
Also, you guys, this Pluto TV thing.
I'm telling you, you guys, they should pay us because we are like their biggest fans.
They also have Slow TV. I introduced Jamie to Slow TV yesterday because the Norwegians have this thing called Slow TV, and it is literally.
Of course, it's the Norwegians.
It is because
I say that as a Norwegian.
He's like, "What's Slow TV?" I'm like, "Literally, it's like you're on a train and you watch the like scenery pass by from like point A to point B. That's all they do."
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they got some deep tracks on Pluto TV. Is my point.
We love it.
Yeah.
And you will too. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we've got to get the Gooper Scoopers together to scoop some goop after this on My Talk 107.1. We got to talk about Gwyneth Paltrow again on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Well, hello there.
Hey, and when we talk about Gwyneth, we get we call ourselves the Gooper Scoopers.
Yeah, we do.
Here come the Gooper Scoopers. They are gonna find you stuff that's dumb on Goop.
Goopa, Scoopa, Goopa, Scoopa.
That's just what they do.
Goopa, Scoopa, Goopa, Scoopa.
Stupid stuff on Goop.
It's a big day, you guys.
Oh, Oprah, really? Thank you
Do
for
we need an air
up.
Horn?
Yeah, why not? Actually, it was a bigger day yesterday, but we haven't had a chance to talk about this story. So Gwyneth Paltrow has launched a new product on Goop, and it's totally relatable. I know you guys are going to be related to this story. I wanted to tell you about this new product that you might want to put on your face. Okay, so because I see you guys regularly, and I think you might... You know, put some on your face. You might want some face stuff. Okay. I'm just saying. And Gwyneth Paltrow is going to make it easy. It's called Goop Jeans All-in-One Super Nutrient Facial Earl.
Ooh, I like all-in-ones.
Me too.
Right?
Like, you know, the old
like school...
Like
the onesie of face...
shampoo and conditioner combined.
I was going to say, it's kind of like every man's shampoo and conditioner put together.
Makes it so easy because you can't be bothered to use two different bottles.
I also just don't understand how does that work. Anyway, back to Goop Jeans, which is apparent, and that's jeans with a G.
Okay, thank you.
Which scares me because she's Goop Jeans.
Well, I also didn't want to put jeans on my face.
Also, do you want to put Goop Jeans
on
your face?
Well, tell me what this is. Okay, what am I putting on my face?
What I'm excited to tell you about is the description of this product. So she launched this on Goop, but put a little Insties up, and we could play the video, but I'd rather just read this to you. So she took to Insta's to tout her newest glow giver, as they call it, in a relatable new video in which she shares her resolutions for 2020, which includes swearing less, being more efficient with time, and leaning into the efficacious.
Oh, yeah. We can't play that video.
Because she swears in it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Leaning into the efficacious. Anyone?
I don't. Is that like some sort of... Is she trying to be real cute about the fact that she used the F word? No? Is that too cute?
No. What I think she's trying to say is like, I'm going to lean into things that really work. Meaning, my face oil really, really works. Now, let me describe...
I don't feel like that's how you say that in...
Efficacious?
Well, I mean, no, you say efficacious, but leaning into the efficacious...
Yeah, no, exactly.
Don't make no sense.
She's trying to be cute, but also by saying like, well, I'm just going to lean into doing the right thing with the really good genetic thing with the... It's fake news. It's snake oil, but strap in.
Okay.
It's a big day for us. If you know me at all, this is my relatable Gwyneth Paltrow voice. Hey, guys. So let's pretend you just turned up for my face oil.
Hi, Gwyneth. I'm here for your face oil.
It's a big day for us. All caps. If you know me at all, you know that I live for face oil.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, not your family, not your children. face oil is what brings you.
I live for face oil.
Cool.
We set out to make the perfect addition to our Goop Jeans family, that all-in-one nourishing face oil. This product is a miracle. Mm. A miracle. It's made with a retinol alternative, bakuchiol.
What? Okay, Bradley, were you swearing?
Bakuchiol. This product is a miracle. It's made with the retinol alternative bakuchiol, which is clinically proven to help diminish the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, improve skin firmness, smooth skin texture, increase glow, lower taxes, and cure cancer.
What? It is
the
really?
Last two I added for emphasis.
Okay, thank you.
So it goes on to talk about crap. This is like, she is, you guys, she is a snake oil salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, what is bakuchiol? And do you want to put bakuchiol up on your face? Look,
can I read to you a little bit about bakuchiol? Because it is important. It's very important.
Oh, I bet.
Bakuchiol is a miroterpene. It's in the class of terpephenol. It was first isolated in 1966 by Mehta et al. From Sorelia coryphyllia.
You're speaking a foreign language.
I don't even know what I'm saying. Yeah, it's based on the Sanskrit name bakuchi of the plant.
Okay, so there's a plant called bakuchi. I'm not rubbing that on myself, much less my face.
Oh man, bakuchi.
I just love bakuchi all. Like that, she is so up her own bakuchi hole.
Bakuchi.
That she doesn't realize how, like, who's the woman that's like, oh my God, this, because she uses all the buzzwords, right? High performance, results driven.
Yes.
Nourishing. It's a miracle. Is it a miracle? Is it a miracle?
I mean, it does. I don't know.
Like when you put it on your face.
Wait a minute. I have a question because this is what I've always been looking for in life, right? Like for many, many years, I would buy pants and I would get them in the mail and I would try them on and I'd be mad because they didn't look like they did in the ad. And then I realized it wasn't the pants I wanted. It was the legs that were on the models that I wanted, right?
Yeah.
So similarly, maybe I went in to get a haircut once or twice and I tried to get it to look like Meg Ryan and I was very disappointed when I didn't look like Meg Ryan. Mm-hmm. The problem wasn't my hair. The problem was that I'm not Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
So to me, a miracle would be if I put that bakuchiol on my face and I start looking like Gwyneth Paltrow. That's a miracle.
Exactly. The miracle is that people are buying this like, wow. Bakuchiol, like your husband's like, ooh, girl, your face looks good today. It's that bakuchiol. Thanks, Gwyneth. She goes on to talk about. I mean, okay, so let me just describe this for you. Bakuchiol, again, it's a retinol alternative, right? We all know retinol is vaguely. There's also an organic amla, which is a vitamin C superfood, and a vitamin A rich kake.
Well, excuse me.
Kake.
Not on a face oil.
Not in a bakuchiol. Keep your
nope.
Kake off of my bakuchiol.
Kake.
No.
Okay.
I mean, this is like, who is buying this? Look, I love to rub lotions and potions on myself. Like, I love a good hand cream that smells good and makes me feel good about life, right? We all get it. But like, it's so funny to me that she could literally say, like, you know, like I could create a product called.
Okay. Here we go.
I mean,
here we go. We're in the creative phase, everybody. We're
like,
in the brainstorming phase of Bradley's
new called, you know, Captain Duty All. I don't know. Like, you could just, like, it's got some natural.
Craptol
face mask.
Craptol. Like, it's got some high fiber to penetrate your pores.
Hey, you could call it all natural.
Right? See, exactly.
It's 100% true. And,
like, I guarantee if we got, like, a scientist over here, he's like, Bakuchiol. That's just, like, lizard stuff. Lizard stuff.
Scat.
Yeah. Or that.
Something had to be squeezed.
Yeah, like, yeah. You know, some gland on a lizard was squeezed for this experience. And now there's a bunch of dry ass lizards out there, like, they stole my Bakuchiol.
It's on that rich lady's face.
So some rich lady could have moist skin.
Can we just talk about that's like my favorite thing is like rich people love to put lizard secretions on their face.
Yeah, or worse.
Right. That's all Oprah. I'm trying to say. Right?
It's like, wasn't it Oprah who was behind?
Yeah.
Or why do I think Oprah was behind the thing with the, you know what?
Yes, it was Oprah.
With the foreskins.
Yes. Yeah. But like, this is what I'm trying to say.
Not
is rich people love to find things that came out of the butts of weird animals.
Beaver butts.
Yes. And they like to put it on and pay a lot of money for the privilege.
So what we have failed to do successfully in life
is squeeze something out of an animal rear.
A woodland creature whose glands we could manipulate.
Off to the woods after the show.
Follow me. All right, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show.
Squeesh.
Celebrities behaving badly. We call them D-bags. And we want to tell you about them after this on My Talk 107.1. On a summer evening. Celebrities behaving badly. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And we have a name for these celebrities behaving badly. That name is...
D-Bags!
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Who's your bag of tea today?
That would be Kylie Jenner. It's a mild D-bag because really at the end of the
day... really just like thriving on these mild D-bags.
I don't know. You know, do you ever just get in like a place where you're like, I'm just so tired of harshly judging celebrities?
No, I don't know what that means.
So I am sort of in that space where I'm just like, oh, I know they're all annoying, but like, oh, can I just have fun? So here's the thing. Like at the end of the day, Kylie's just a normal, proud mama. Okay.
Yeah.
Of her 2.5 year old daughter. Her 2.5 year old daughter who is on a multi-million-dollar vacation in Aspen with her and she's learning to snowboard. Okay. So at the end of the day, she's just really proud of her 2.5 year old snowboarding rich daughter. And this is not Stormy's fault because I do truly mean this. Every video I see of Stormy, she is the stinking cutest, sweetest child, right? Like, she's so well-spoken, and she's so happy and kind. Like, for example, there's a video of the two of them, like, making cupcakes, I think, for the Grinch launch that Kylie did. And she's so, like, Stormy is just, like, over the top, adorable, sweet, and polite. Okay, mm-hmm. So this is Stormy is a adorable, sweet, polite, kind 2.5 year old. And she is taking a snowboarding lesson in Aspen. And the instructor of her snowboarding lesson, this 2.5 year old who's learning to snowboard, I'm just sitting with that for a second, because when my kids were 2.5, we weren't doing those kinds of lessons. We might have mm-hmm. gone to like music together and clapped our hands a couple times and marched around in a circle, but we weren't like doing this kind of whatever. But I'm also not Kylie Jenner. Anyway, the instructor just kind of gives her like a little push, and sweet little Stormy goes, like, you know, snowboarding down this little tiny bunny hill and then does a turn at the end that has a name that I don't know because I don't snowboard. And at the end, she's like, I did it. I'm not scared to fall anymore. Oh, God, she's the cutest thing in the entire world. But of course, Kylie posts that along with, by the way, her super braggy look at this wonderful, perfect dream vacation I'm on in Aspen videos and is like, my daughter's a pro.
I mean,
and that's what makes it a D-bag.
Well, yeah. Again, don't act like we need to be nice to these people. I'm kidding. I'm
not going to be nice to Kylie, but I will be nice to adorable Stormy.
Yeah, but you have taken children down before. I just want you to accept the fact that it's okay. Because, like, what two-year-old is having this experience, right? Like, good luck to her.
Right?
She's going to be fine. Nobody's questioning that. But my Lord. Just like, who is having this experience? There
Seriously,
are two people.
She is like wearing a Dolce. I don't know if it's Dolce & Gabbana. I'm just like throwing out an expensive name. Like snowsuit. You know, like, I'm sorry. If my kids are going down a hill on anything, I'm trying to find their oldest, most holy, beat up, disgusting something or another because it's just going to get worse, yeah. Right? I'm not buying them thousands of dollars worth of gear to learn to snowboard. But yeah, I'm also not Kylie Jenner.
I just wonder what kind of emotions most people, most parents, I would say most moms, because I would assume it's mostly moms, if anyone, versus dads who are looking at this all, although I'm sure there are a certain number of dads who follow Kylie Jenner
for
a different reason. But I feel like they're all going, oh, that's not the life I'm having right now. But yeah. I guess we all do that. That's fine. So, okay, I can see the humanity in you.
Yeah, thanks.
For now.
Although Stormy is really cute.
Well, nobody's denying that. Mm-hmm. She has every reason to be cute, right?
Yeah. Also, I'm sorry. Now I'm watching this video and looking at the pictures of her, and she has a whole different outfit. So she has multiple snowboarding outfits,
guys. Of course she does. She has $1,000 accessories, right?
Yes.
We've talked about like her designer purse collection.
Yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. The height of privilege. And not for her, but her, you know, from her mother, this child will have resources for days, and good for them.
Yeah,
good for them.
Yeah, enjoy.
Yeah.
Enjoy your life of luxury.
May we all be so lucky.
We're not going to be. We're not going.
I don't want to do that anyway. To be honest, if I were going to be someplace right now, it would not be on a ski hill.
Oh goodness gracious, no! But see, that's the thing that people do who don't live in snowy, like. Very snowy, cold places as they go to the snow.
Yeah.
We don't live like that. We're like, get me out of here.
Yeah. I'm like, you want to go skiing?
Dumb. What?
People, I don't. But there are people here who do that. Please don't send emails. We love you. Okay.
Who's your D-bag?
Thanks for asking. My D-bag is Hilaria Baldwin.
Oh, we haven't talked about her in a.
Olay. In a while. Hilaria and Alec Baldwin today are my D-bags, and this was referenced in a Dirt Alert. Hilaria and Alec, you guys are very upset over this controversy about her heritage, according to a report. Excuse me.
Are you emotional?
I'm really getting emotional.
I'm sorry.
No, there's been an ongoing heritage controversy around Hilaria Baldwin.
Okay, there has? Just kidding.
No,
I know all about it.
There is no controversy here.
It is what it is.
It is just a shame that Hilaria Baldwin and this article that I that made me aware of this story calls her Hilaria Baldwin. I think that was a typo. I mean, for Alec, it might be a Baldwin.
Exactly. But I was going to say
for the rest of
us,
it's a lose. Mm-hmm. So apparently, sources are talking, and they're saying that the yogini herself. Hilaria Baldwin, at the center of this scandal, is very upset with her roots being questioned. A source told Entertainment Tonight, it's a real good show, that Hilaria is such a soft-spoken, kind, caring, and loving person, and the harassment and hate that she's been receiving on social media has been a lot for her. It has really deeply affected the family. And you know, the thing about that is, if I remember correctly, and I just want to verify, Weren't they there somewhere right now?
Yes, you're right. They are. They're somewhere. They're mm-hmm. like in not their home place. They're in another place.
Right? Like a vacationing place?
Yeah, they're vacationing-ish.
Why I am think? I thinking that?
Because there were pictures of them hugging in their vacation space yesterday.
Yes. Yeah. There was a fence involved.
Yes, yes. So, and grainy pictures.
So they're really deeply upset and hurt. And they're, you know, the salve, the balm to their hurt is by being in their...
This is what rich people do.
They're like, in the Hamptons.
Yeah, they're like, life has gotten tough. Let's go to our rich place and retreat.
And hug.
And hug by the fence. Here's the thing, guys. Let's just... I'm a nice person, right, guys? I'm a nice person.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Thanks. You took a little too long to say that, but whatever. I also have Irish heritage, and I have red hair, and my name is Colleen, which is all very Irish, right?
And your maiden name is O'Furniture.
Brady. What?
O'Furniture?
You have a sister named Patty. It's a long story.
Okay. Anyway, I am Irish and part Irish. If I showed up tomorrow speaking in a brogue, you guys would be like, you're super nice, but also you're dumb.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. you would take me to task for it.
This is like the crack or steroid version of newscasters whose first language is English have no connection mm-hmm. culturally, genetically or otherwise connected to a different culture. I don't know what I'm trying to say other than like the whitest white person who grew up in the middle of the whitest of, you places, know what I'm saying?
Places, yeah.
Saying, pronouncing words in their native, in the native tongue. Yeah. Like, I see what you're doing, but I don't think you're doing what you think you're doing.
Right.
And for Hilaria Baldwin, that is it is the extreme of that, right?
Right.
Well, and beyond that, she's actually lying. So there's that.
Again, it's there are consequences for, it is not like this is unfounded. It's not like you don't get to, and by the way, that is the height, if I can just say this, this is the height of privilege.
Oh, yeah.
To try to
to wear somebody else's culture.
Yeah, for over a decade and then be upset.
When people call you out
on the truth of it and be like, just leave us alone. I'm a good person. Right. You can be a good person and have made the dumbest mistake and have to suffer the consequences of that. That's how life works,
well,
guys.
And I feel like, okay, because again, we, you know, give celebrities advice where they never ask for it.
No, they don't someday even know we're here.
We'll get a check for this because this is like
I think that's called our paycheck.
That would be called.
I'm just saying.
The advice I would have given Hilaria is just own it. Just say, yeah, I'm obsessed with Spain and sometimes I look like a fool because I just love it so much. And I didn't grow up feeling very close to a particular culture. And then when my parents moved to Spain, which they were incredibly fortunate to do. And by the way, not just any part of Spain, Mallorca, it just gives you this image of fab, just amazingness, right? You're just just own it. Just say that. Just say I created this persona for myself. Because I just wanted to eat, breathe, and sleep this culture. And if I'm guilty of loving something so much that, it came out sideways and
in my gazpacho recipe?
In my gazpacho recipe?
How do you say it in English?
In my recipe? okay, then I'm guilty. Sorry, guys. You would we would have talked about this for 5 seconds if she responded that
way. 100%. Right. And it would have, yes. The problem is that it's she's trying to talk circles around it and make it sound like it's not what it is, what we can all see it is.
Yeah. And what it is just a big, long grift. And she tried to fool us. And Fool me once. You can't get fooled again. Yeah.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we're going to get judgmental about another thing.
And another thing.
No, but really? Okay. So Candace Cameron Bure.
Oh, you guys.
Posted a family
photo. We got to go to Petty Corner.
It's going to be petty. And it is just what it is. So deal with it. But just get ready. Here we go. After this on My Talk 107.1. Thank you, Holly. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at MyTalk1071.com.
Are you okay?
I'm just looking at the picture. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer, and we got to talk about Candace Cameron.
Petty Corner, Petty Corner, Petty Corner Junction.
Join us here on Petty Corner, where we get petty about things. Truth be told, I saw this headline. Candace Cameron Bure's family Christmas photo sparks a huge reaction from fans. Well, color me intrigued. So I clicked, like you do. And I didn't even read the words. I didn't care. Show me this picture. I want to see this picture. And I scrolled down to the picture and I went, oh, oh.
You guys.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I decided of all my feelings about it. And then I read the story, which basically is that people had reactions probably similar to mine. And Candace Cameron Bure said, wow, I post a family photo and you all find everything you don't like about it or can make fun of. Do better than that, please. And I felt slightly shamed for a moment. And then I was like, no, I stand by my feelings.
Well, you brought this to my attention. And before I looked at the photo, you gave me the thin outline or sketch mm-hmm. of what the story was about. And I was like, oh, of course, everybody's going to bitch about something, blah, blah, blah. And Candace Cameron Bure, and I'm just going to shorthand it because we're all adults here. She's kind of one of those people who loves to be a victim of popular culture in mm-hmm. a way, because she sits at a place, she intersects with some parts of a, how can I put this?
She's a thing with stuff.
She kind of like it's kind of her thing to be a little countercultural.
Sure, sure, sure.
Right?
Yep.
Like because of her like values, mm-hmm. which that's totally awesome. But so you could kind. My point is, you could kind of see the story coming from a mile away.
Right.
Like she's gonna put something out there, and you just know that people are gonna react. What's interesting is both of the things that people have reacted to recently with Candace Cameron Bure have been in the same vein. So so that's you told me the story, mm-hmm. and then I looked at the photo.
Mm-hmm. What'd you see?
Because I thought to myself, like you, like okay, you know, like I could just see what all this is about to be, and then I saw the photo and mm-hmm. I went, oh, okay. So there's some legitimate concern here.
Okay, so Bradley, now because this is an audio medium and yeah. people can't visually see the picture, I would like to task you with doing a verbal explanation of what you're seeing in the family Christmas photo for Candace Cameron Bure.
So a normal person, upon first looking at it, you might think like, oh, they'll see the son that's standing, S-O-N, mm-hmm. that is standing... at the top of the photo on a balcony, it's a porch or something of some kind.
I'm
somewhere.
Not really sure where they are. It looks kind of rustic.
With his hand in his pocket holding the wood beam, mm-hmm. and he's just like casual with a sweater. And then Candace Cameron Bure and her husband are off to the left. She's wearing sort of a white dress. Mm-hmm. She's got her hand oddly placed on the back of her husband as if she's like leaning her elbow into his neck, mm-hmm. which is a little off, right?
Maybe she's giving him a massage. I don't know.
Yeah. He's, you know, wearing, like, you could pick apart some things. Like, he's not wearing socks. I guess that's, like, a style
thing. I don't know.
Thing,
loafers, whatever. No socks. Yeah. It's a thing.
And then you see her other son, who sort of has this, like, vacant stare directly
looks
into the camera.
Looks a little scary.
His face has clearly been photoshopped. All of their faces have clearly been Photoshop filtered mm-hmm. or filtered or whatever you want to call it. Now,
I think also there's been some other Photoshopping, but that's just me. Like, I think they literally Photoshopped people into the picture.
Yeah.
But go on.
Or certainly her butt has been Photoshopped. But yeah. Again, that's just like garden variety. Now, I've explained all of the things that nobody is looking at when you first open this photo.
Right.
Because the first thing your eye is drawn to is her daughter.
Yeah.
Who appears to be in an entirely separate photo, but somehow was stuck into the middle of this family photo. And the photo that this was taken from apparently was her modeling shots at, I don't know, the Barbizon School of Modeling.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Suggestive?
Suggestive slash sensuous. Sensuous?
Not a pose that you would select for the family
typical
photograph.
Family Christmas
she has an
photograph.
Off-the-shoulder top. I don't know if that's like a one-piece thing.
It looks
I can't tell.
Sweater dress type situation.
Her leg. Yeah. Her leg. Again, this is Candace Cameron Bure, who is kind of countercultural because she's kind of like this, like family values, like, you know. And her daughter looks kind of sexy. Not kind of. Her daughter looks very sexy. Yeah. And she's like, you can almost, I guarantee you they had to Photoshop out the bakuchiol. Because it looks like, I should have just cut right to the chase. It looks, you guys, let's be, just be honest.
Yeah.
The first thing that came to your mind was Tuna Creations.
100%.
And please give people the context of Tuna Creations.
Candace Cameron Bure is an endorser for a product called Tuna Creations, and we've seen some of the publicity photos of that, and it just makes us laugh. Guys, here's the thing.
We said we were going to Petty Corner,
did,
you
we
guys.
Did, and we've arrived. And, you know, if it makes you uncomfortable, look at the picture. And then you'll be more uncomfortable. And all will be fine.
Now, to be clear, I don't, like, if this was your family, Colleen, and you sent it to me, I'd be like, I guarantee you, my partner, Jamie, would be like, what is up with the daughter?
Right.
Is she like, what's going on
what's
there?
What's happening in that family?
Like, you do you, but like, this don't be also surprised that people are going to react that
so
way.
So this is one of those things where I look at that and I think, like, I've had the difficult task of looking through family pictures and trying to decide which one to put on the family Christmas card, right? I've had that moment.
Yeah.
This one wouldn't make the cut because it really looks like,
well, also, they don't look like a family.
Not
they
at
look
all.
Like individuals that were just sort of pasted.
Dropped in. Yeah. And like her daughter specifically looks like she's in an in-between moment, not in like a everybody smile at the camera.
She looks like she's lifting her leg and adjusting her hair.
Yeah, it's just very odd. Now, is she beautiful? Yeah, she's totally beautiful.
Totally gorgeous.
She's absolutely gorgeous. Is this what we're used to when it comes to Christmas card pictures? Not really. Also, one of my favorite comments in her Instagram is somebody who basically was like, I'm trying to be photoshopped in. Is that doable? And the answer is apparently yes.
Yeah, because that's the other thing. It looks like everybody was just sort of grafted onto this photo.
It's very Kardashian. I want that to be a meme. Like, Photoshop yourself into Candace Cameron Bure's Christmas photo.
Also, if you put out photos like this, don't expect that people aren't going to have opinions.
Right.
That goes for all photos. And surely there are people that were being, like, unkind, which that just kind of comes with the territory.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell she was obviously affected by it, and you know, nobody wants to see anything negative about their family.
Well, I also don't want to see her daughter's bakuchiol. So thank you. We all have things we don't want to see.
I encourage you to go look at the photo.
Thank you.
On the internets.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, that was fun. Thanks. We have a question for you. What's the chip flavor you wish we had, but we don't? 651-641-1071. Create your own chip flavor. What do we need after this?